Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. We're up to the next line, and we are closing in soon on the Amida. Emes Atahu Rishon, V'Atahu Acharonu Mibaladacha Ein Lanu Melech Goel U'Moshiach. Not only a catchy niggun, a catchy tune, but a very, very beautiful tefillah, a beautiful sentence. It's our next expression of Emes. We have been affirming, we have been declaring the things that we know to be most true, that are unequivocal, that are non-negotiable, that are not debatable. So we've been repeating this refrain of Emes, that which is so core and so basic, so foundational. And among them is that Atahu Rishon v'Atahu Acharon. What do we mean? Atahu Rishon, Hashem, you're first, v'Ata Acharon, and you're last. What are we talking about? Is there a line? Are people lining up? Is there a chronology, a timeline? What does it mean that you were first? Your first is somewhat easy. Doesn't mean you're the first, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists outside of time. The Ribono Shel Olam exists outside of the limitation. Time itself is a creation. The Gra points out, what is the very first creation? Go back to Bereishis. The beginning of the world, the beginning of creation, what is the first thing that was created? Most people think, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es, Shemayim Va'aretz. Most mistakenly think the very first things that were created or Shemayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth. The Gra says that is not the first creation. What is the first creation? Bereishis Bara. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the beginning. What does it mean, a beginning? A beginning is only meaningful if there's something that follows. A beginning, a middle, an end, a timeline, a chronology. It's only meaningful if time exists. So time is a creation, just like physical space, just like physical material objects, just like the animal world and human beings are all creations, so too time is a creation. So maybe Atahu Rishon means you precede creation. You're the first. You're outside of time. What does Atahu Acharon mean? You're last. What does that mean, you're last? You're the last one standing? Turn out the light. You'll be the last one here. What does it mean to describe Hashem as the last? The first, maybe I understand. So Mefarshim explain that we're not talking about chronology. We're not talking about a timeline. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, is outside of time. We have a beginning, a middle, and an end. We have a first and a last. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, He's not bound by space. He's not bound by time. He transcends. So Atahu Rishon v'Atahu Acharon is not talking about in time. What is it talking about? What is the theme of this whole paragraph? The theme of this bracha that follows Shema? How do we conclude the bracha right before the Amida? Baruch Ata Hashem. Has anyone here ever davened before? Gal Yisrael, Hashem, you are the Redeemer of the Jewish people. And that's what this means. Atahu Rishon means you were the cause, the catalyst. You are responsible for the first Geula. And what was the first Geula? Geulas Mitzrayim. As a nation, as a people, our first collective redemption, our first national redemption was the redemption from Egypt. Atahu Rishon means we got out of Egypt because of you. And Atahu Acharon therefore means, in the same context, what does Acharon mean? The last Geula, the final Geula, the eschatological era, the end of days, when Mashiach will come and Geula will fully occur, the Geula that we long for and that we wait for, your Rishon. How do we know you can do it again? How do we know we should be waiting for you? How do we know you're the one who could bring about what we're longing and waiting for? Because Atahu Rishon, you did it before. You were the cause of our first redemption. And Atahu Acharon, you will be the cause, and you are in charge of the final Geula as well. Rav Schwab understands a little bit differently. Schwab understands that Goel is the end of the sentence. Umi baladecha, and without you, Hashem, ein lanu melech Goel u'moshiach. Without you, we have nothing. We are nothing. We have no one. Without you, ein lanu melech. We don't have a king. We don't have a Goel, and we don't have a Mashiach. What is the difference between a Goel and a Mashiach? Melech, we know. The last sentence, we just described Hashem as a melech. What's the difference between a Goel and a Mashiach? So if Schwab says, Goel is Geula Shlema. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Goel means complete, full, final. Moshiach means you saved me from a circumstance. I was in a dangerous situation. I was threatened. And you were the Moshiach. You swept in and you were a savior from the threat. But it's not a Gula Shlema. Goel is Gula Shlema. Moshiach is Moshiach B'miktas. It's a Moshiach from Tzaros, but it's incomplete. So if Schwab says, what are we referring to here in this sentence? He says the Geula of Nes Chanukah was complete. What made it complete? Where did it end up? What did we resume? Getting no help here today. We were back in the Beis HaMikdash. The miracle of Chanukah. Moshiach, which is partial, we were saved from a threatening situation and circumstance, but it wasn't a full or complete redemption. We weren't back in the Beis HaMikdash. What is Moshiach's description of? Seriously? Purim. Purim, Gemara Megillah tells us, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan, that even though the threat of Haman and Achashverosh was over, but we were still in Golus. We were still in and are still in exile. So what we're saying is, Atu Rishon Vatu Acharon, you're the cause of the first redemption and you will be the cause of the last. And whether it's a Goel or a Moshiach, we long for a Goel and it'll be the Gula Shlema, Vamitis, Mamish. I knew that would wake up at least one of you. But we long for when you'll be the Goel, the Gula Shlema, the complete and the final. But even until then, when it's just a Moshiach, even until then, that you keep bailing us out and saving us from threats and from dangerous circumstances, we recognize and we accept and we're grateful. Even if not yet Goel Gula Shlema, only yet Moshiach, we'll take what we can get. We'll continue our Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night.